Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Joe Murphy, VA National Center for Patient Safety Public Affairs Officer. My guest today is Maisha Mims, one of our program analysts. She has written an article that appears in the January-February 2015 edition of our newsletter, TIPS. Maisha's article concerns the transport of patients between VA facilities. Well, Maisha, thanks for taking time to talk about your article today. So I guess let's start off with, why did you decide to do this topic?
I found this topic to be very interesting, and I was also seeming to notice a trend with the database as far as the root cause analyses go. I started noticing more cases that were popping up in the database, so I just did a quick search just to see how often does this really occur, and on average over the years, it's pretty much the same, but it was an ongoing issue I did notice. And something that seems as simple as transporting a patient, you'd think would be more straightforward and you wouldn't see so many issues, but we did in fact cover a lot of systems issues with transporting VA patients.
And when you were looking into this issue, could you give an example of a particular problem you found and potential recommendation for a solution?
One of the problems I identified was that there was actually a misidentification of the patient or the location where the patient was to be delivered. And so a system fix for that would be to do a timeout process and ensuring that you have the correct patient and they're going to the correct location.
Well, Maisha, when you were looking through this issue, was there something that particularly interested you that you found particularly surprising?
You know, people would think transportation, who's involved? This is a multidisciplinary process, and a team needed to get it done appropriately.
Thanks for taking time to discuss this today, Maisha. In closing, what would you like to emphasize to our patient safety managers?
The bottom line is protecting our veterans, and the way that we do that is through evaluating our processes. There are many issues that can go wrong that are out of our control, such as weather, but there are things that we can control. So let's just look at those and see, are we doing the best that we can for our patients? Evaluate your transportation process and see if you have all your bases covered as far as roles and responsibilities, who's involved, do they have a checklist and memory aids to help them do the process correctly? And do the patients know what their involvement is? Having a feedback loop and tracking if they arrived on time, if they arrived to the correct destination, and how are they getting back, things like that. So just evaluate your process and do the best that you can to keep the veterans safe.
Thanks for listening to this short podcast to learn more about this TIPS article. If you have time, I urge you to take another few minutes and visit other parts of our website and learn more about VA patient safety.